Broom.
Bro, hard radio. Bow.
Growl, bow.
Chronicles, and you're listening to Groundhog Radio. We are reality radio. Groundhogradio.com. Turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They shouldn't have never gave you niggas money. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King.
Ma.
Not Blight.
The honor has been depleted. Times that I wish my grievance. I'm giving y'all a healthy detachment before I'm leaving. Deceiving for my leg in the way they throw shade. And I'm now convinced. Intent they try to hide behind tent. Be too intense. I'm right to be on the fence. They still trying to collide with us. Fuck that petty beef and that war. You the sole proprietor. Think about it. Couldn't relate it. Say melodic. We unwilling to bend. Trying to win through the Trumponomics. Stars out of alignment. See novas in the distance. Once was a combine. Now it's blowing with resistance. I'm fever pitch. You on dope chasing this rush. We thumbin' through the bag, y'all niggas just out of touch, ain't ballin' at all. Steady callin' for the Uber, keep droppin' the ball. That's the kind they can't recoup. World stuck in the spot between turnin' up and heatin' this. While these goddess niggas don't believe in shit, death is what I leave them with.
You won't understand my mind before I leave y'all. Learn to respect my grind before I leave y'all. Gave you love, gave you truth, wish I could give you more. But that's all I got to leave y'all. Understand I want you to achieve, dawg. With all of this greed, I can't believe y'all. Gave you love, gave you truth, wish I could give you more. But that's all I got to leave y'all.
Should have turned on the Messiah for the right price. Yet niggas say they can't be touched. Triple K's hit them niggas like the White Ku Klux. Damn, it's funny how treason works. For the right price, niggas rather see you hurt. Crabs in the bucket, spitting in the shells, no matter how you crush it. Roll cone, steady stuffing, gold relics, red medals, weird timers of Renata. We ball like LA Dodgers. Knowledge is power, knowledge is dollars. Stack these chips to live proper. Waking bakes from through her lake, then back to hunting these profits. No force on nothing stop us. Purpose from broke is proper. Lusty mamita, busty mamita. Her nectar the sweetest. On time like the Swedish. With that pure shit mint. Or audio cocaina. No joking either. Split that pack, nigga. And you can face North Korea.
You gon' understand my mind before I leave y'all. Learn to respect my grind before I leave y'all. Gave you love, gave you truth. Wish I could give you more. But that's all I got to leave y'all. Understand I want you to achieve, dawg. With all of this greed, I can't believe y'all. Gave you love, gave you truth, wish I could give you more. But that's all I got to leave y'all.
People think I'm really new to this rap shit. For napping the fact that supporting the city shit come with action. Niggas question you up and down about your rap, yeah. Then when the shit they didn't perform, they never acted. So why bother asking for small talk? Every year, body of lies, I leave them all chalk. Use that same motivation on tracks, flag it as a cross on. And when I hit that turf, you won't golf cart. Nah, my stats look like a golf course. But you gon' see that rate of heart attacks and rip fall off. The grinding is in full force. Ain't my type of hype to give you bulldogs. Rappers dead shit up, I'm fucking bulldog. The same with chicks involved, I hit they walls like a bulldog. But never let the cash slow me up, I'm no fool dog. Learn that I am more wrong.
You gon' understand my mind before I leave y'all. Learn to respect my grind before I leave y'all. Gave you love, gave you truth, wish I could give you more. But that's all I got to leave y'all. Understand I want you to achieve, dawg. With all of this greed, I can't believe y'all. Gave you love, gave you truth, wish I could give you more. But that's all I got to leave y'all.
We grind or die. We grind or die. We grind or die. We grind or die. grind or die.
Grind hard, you hear us bust. Molesting ops are getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distancing, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip, cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on, making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams, certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams, better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Grind hard radio. Turn up for a motherfucking chick. And let that beat drop. What it do, world? It's the mayor of Duval County, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, man. I'm in the building with the motherfucking boss, the motherfucking president of Ground Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? Carter Mafioso, the hood loud king, better known as the God. Divine you. What it do, big bro?
High time. What up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob 803, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine Universal. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King, G Chronicles, Grind Hard Radio. Let's get it.
Let's get it. I'm lit tonight, team, because look, I'm just happy that Blog Talk opened the motherfucking doors tonight. So I'm happy to get them up.
Right.
Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 6-1 Nina, representing that team Beat Shop. It's the motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio. It's your girl, Miss Chief. How you doing tonight, darling?
Well, Blog Talk, let us belong. It's Thursday, y'all. It's your girl, Miss Chief, representing that 6-1 Nina, and I'm fucking excited to be here with my fam. Let's get it. Let's go.
Let's get it. That's what's up. Loving the energy tonight, you know what I'm saying? Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that team, No Filter. He's Bay Fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope-Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, Blam?
We're currently experiencing technical difficulties.
You always do. You always do, brother. It's all good. Yeah. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Keeping this thing moving. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 314. Representing that Crystal City, Missouri. It's the main man, C.I. Cobra Immortal, live in the building. What it do, big pimp?
Yo, what's poppin', G? It's your boy, Cobra Mortal. Yay! Vroom! Yo, man, it's good to be back with GHR style. Mob Trio.
Hey, we in here.
Let's go, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's what it is, man. All right. Team, we should be joined in the show a little bit later by our resident DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock. In the meantime, in between time, because Blog Talk done let the motherfucking Ground Hard Radio gates open through for y'all motherfuckers. We got a hot-ass show for y'all tonight. It's open mic night. Call in, spit your shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do some spoken word, whatever it is, tonight's the night to do it. It's only two episodes left of the final season of Ground Hard Radio. And team, we've been trying to do this topic, I feel like, for the last, I know, right, sound effect. We've been trying to do this topic for the last 2 weeks now. So tonight's Ground Hard Radio topic. And team, I feel like this is a real-ass topic. I want to know, which would you rather have in your house? Would you rather have ghosts or roaches? All right, now, let's act like we ain't come.
I made up my mind.
Let's act like we don't know where we come from. Now, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all hit us up. 323-693-3043. And y'all know, look, it's snowstorms going around. God damn it. The COVID. A nigga said it was the bird flu. You know what I'm saying? So if you still want to quarantine and chill with us, you can definitely do so by chilling with us and on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. It'll keep you safe. All right, so team.
Yeah.
I got a few tracks that I want to throw down for this playlist, man. And right now, I want to turn it over to my big bro, Carter Mafioso, with the world premiere of the night. What we getting into, Carter? You got it.
No doubt. First off, God damn, Blog Talk, y'all got to get it together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely get the gas face for real. You know what I'm saying? Because I was on Monday night. You know what I'm saying? But dope show, and you know what I'm saying? Me and G. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They fucking up, you know what I'm saying? But the show must go on, you know what I'm saying? So I took it back this time. I know earlier in the season I was talking about how I was doing remixes back in the days with the artists. So we in the beta world now. So I went to Tennessee and I hooked up with my boy Finesse two times and we did a song together. We did a remix to that Ducky No Action, and here it go, live on Grind Hard Radio. Ducky No Action, okay. Finesse two times featuring Carter Mafioso, live on Grind Hard Radio. Let's get it.
World premiere, open mic night, take off.
Grind. You're now tuned in to Grind Hard Radio with your host, G Chronicles, the Black Larry King. And Team Grind Hard. It's DJ Face Mark 803. And we grind.
This shit come from Cali like Roger, just left Walker Holmes and pulled up in Raleigh. I come through Memphis in white Lamborghini, pull up, they like, there go your guy.
No, it ain't.
Got 100K on me, thought I was a little baby. The way this shit ripping my pocket,
sloppy.
I put the pounds in the trash bags, now they think we picking up garbage.
There go the trash, man.
I mix this Zaza with Moon Rock, me and Lil Juice thugging like the Boondocks. Dick Juice beat a nigga ass so badly, leave that boy with a cartoon
knot.
She gave me a head, I gave her a concussion. I fuck her tonight, in the morning she nothing. I put her out cause she talking about cuffing. I put her out cause she told me she loved. I pulled an 8, I had to get a slush.
Woo.
Two choppers on me, they think I'm on crutches. When I'm performing, my little niggas clutching. Fuck about the weakness, get shot in the pussy.
Hey.
Heard you got license to carry, so you ain't no feeling. You really want deep in the streets.
Hey.
How the fuck is you a gangster and I ain't having run-ins with the police?
Impossible.
You want some filers, meet up, make it happen. I'm putting up, I ain't ducking
no action.
I ain't ducking no action.
None.
I ain't ducking no action.
At all.
I ain't ducking no action.
She say she wanna link up and get nasty. She wanna get at it, say she about that action.
Woo. I ain't ducking no action.
None.
I ain't ducking no action. I ain't ducking no action. You want some fighters, meet up, make it happen. I'm pulling up, I ain't ducking no action. I ain't ducking no action,
none.
I ain't ducking no action,
nothing.
I ain't ducking no action. She say she wanna link up and get nasty. She wanna get at it, say she about that
action.
I ain't ducking no action,
no action.
I ain't ducking no action.
Face Mark don't duck no action. 803 where we get
E-crack.
Turn the city up soon as a fact. Get finesse two times on the back. Don't take my kindness weakness. I hear you real loud when you sneak
dick.
I don't do crowds and no clicks. I stay humble for the peak shit. You want the fame but ain't put any work. Still rep face and my little brother Turk. 921, 1400. Top 929 from the hurt. Put in that work and ain't doing no lacking. Ain't running behind no women for action. Mind no more money, I'm racking and sacking. Ain't wasting no time, ain't losing no crack. Down in the Cadillac, South Carolina to be exact. Round here better watch where you be at. Out of town to get scammed, I stay packed. Believe that, so which one of y'all wanna ball? I'm 5 feet tall, short but I roll with the big dog. Poppy your soul, we'll break them all. Think spark won't spark till I kill them all.
Some fighters meet up, make it happen. I'm pulling up, I ain't ducking no action. I ain't ducking no action.
None.
I ain't ducking no action.
At all.
I ain't ducking no action. She say she wanna link up and get nasty. She wanna get at it. Say she about that action.
Woo.
I ain't ducking no action.
None.
I ain't ducking no action. I ain't ducking no action. You want some fighters meet up, make it happen.
None.
I'm pulling up, I ain't ducking no action.
Woo.
I ain't ducking no action.
None.
I ain't ducking no action.
Nothing.
I ain't ducking no action. She say she wanna link up and get nasty. She wanna get at it. Say she about that action.
I ain't ducking no action.
No action.
I ain't ducking no action.
I ain't ducking no action.
We're all
ready.
La ciencia.
Yeah. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with
I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, hun? Bust up on who, huh? I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. Only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, huh? Boss up on who, huh?
When I see a call like that, that's bad, these niggas. Leave a nigga unread. I don't store these niggas. Pipe down, x-ray. I see the fake in these niggas. These bitches got extra miles. You can't restore these niggas. What's the keep? I count my own bag. I need some more. Cop the Beamer, she home now to even the score. Said I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with no bag. I've been out a while. Working on my rapper's tan. I'm in this kitchen cooking up a fresh batch. I cut the fat, left the teeth to catch the rat. Stand down, tone down on them extra cats. A band is a big ass nigga with the wax thirst trap.
Boss up on who, huh? I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, huh? Boss up on who, huh?
It ain't nothing in life but to chase a check. These bum bitches need a reality check. I mean, I'm out here, bruh. It's the Taliban. She a jump off, no top off, no caravan. If he say he only wants some bop on it, tell that bad nigga you'll need some vroom with top on it. I got a new route, it hit different, stay on path. These bands is dirty, hose them down, fuck that bubble bag. And I don't fuck with no bum niggas, those I'm banning. Y'all stepdad, he misbehaving, off the wagon. Left them curbside with my wop, wag flagging. And ain't no need for no band. Man, nigga, I ain't having it.
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
Wake up, eight cup, get your tits up in my makeup. Face fuck, get your bake up. Fake bluff, fake tough, niggas dicks up. Put your six up for the motherfucking princess. Rates up, jigs up, put your dicks up. Get your dicks up, put your motherfucking sticks up. They suck, that's tough, nigga, pay up. Get your rates up for the motherfucking princess. But bullshit me, she freaky, kinda leak it, Dalai Lama. Don't she cooler than a fan, but she get hotter than a sauna. Take a trip out of Japan and I tsunami her vagina. Wine and Donna, Benihana, I'm the new hip-hop Madonna. I'm the new hip-hop Madonna, I'm the trap Grace Jones. I don't know what type of motherfucking crap they own. I'm a Carrie Bradshaw with a back brace on. I've been carrying you bitches now for way too long. I'm a black bitch, purple cunt. Sack, chips, smoke a blunt. All beef gets smoked. I'm a real fly bitch, you and coach ho. I'm a real vibe bitch, every close ho. She was talking on the net, she wanna post though. I got these bitches white face, you a ghost ho. You a dutchie stand on a post ho. Suck it up, stand up, say that shit with your chest. You bitches barking over bones, I got digits to fetch. I can't do bitches, I'm too busy, I don't deal with the press. You the type of hoe to leave a broke nigga impressed. You look a mess ho, broke dick got you looking real stressed ho. These broke niggas ain't cut or fetch ho. Stay up, stay woke, stay blessed ho. You need a wake up, eight cup, get your tits up in my makeup. Face fuck, get your bake up. Fake bluff, fake tough, nigga six up. Put your six up for the motherfucking princess. Rates up, jigs up, put your dicks up. Get your dicks up, put your motherfucking sticks up. They suck, that's tough, nigga pay up. Get your rates up for the motherfucking
put the motherfucking money in my motherfucking hands. I'm in Gucci in a bonnet spinning motherfucking bands. I got hitters, I got fans, I got stands in the stands. Do they love her or they hate her? Either way, they spinning bands. I could really give a damn, I could really give a fuck. Long as you bitches know what's up. It's Dolce, bitch, Miss D-O-E, Don Dada, bitch, you know tits me. They like Dolce, you the Lulu, you a loose crew. She really giving cunt in a pussy voodoo. She swapped the old nigga for a bitch, ain't new new. She munching on the vibes while she watching Hulu. Wake up, egg cup, get your tits up. In my makeup, face fuck, get your fake up. Fake love, fake tough, nigga, fix up. Put your dicks up for the motherfucking bricks us. Rates up, jigs up, put your dicks up. Get your dicks up, put your motherfucking sticks up. They suck, that's tough, nigga, pay up. Get your rates up for the motherfucking princess.
Oh, God damn it now. God damn it, Groundhog Radio. It's official Groundhog Radio, man. Check out the official website at groundhogradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get us all the latest updates. You can check us out on all podcast streaming platforms, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music. And as always, y'all already know since day one, man, you can take the show Groundhog Radio on the go with you by downloading us for absolutely free on iTunes. King had a word out of this playlist one time, goddamn. Excuse me tonight. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Despite the Blog Talk Radio difficulties we've been having over the last few weeks, I still wanted to find a way to pay homage to a lot of the cast members that was here, that's been with us years, that are no longer on the cast. You know what I'm saying? So at the very top of the show, I wanted to pay homage to my brother. I know him as Young Nah, you know what I'm saying? But that's your boy, Nah Black. That track was called Leave Y'all, one of my favorite tracks from Bro, you know what I'm saying? And our original,
Team Rock, one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah, man, so had to throw that out there. We're going to try to throw all the gems that we can within these last two episodes, team. But to get to our original playlist, we started off the show. That was your boy, Carter Mafioso, with that finesse two-time remix. You know what I'm saying? I loved it. I loved it, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then we hit y'all with the motherfucking queen of Groundhog Radio. That was your girl, Miss G, with B-A-N. Yeah, man, band, you know what I'm saying? Salute, queen. And, yeah, and we don't know how I already feel about this latest artist, man. Just getting to know her. But I fucks with Dolce, or however you pronounce her name. I love that. And that track is so funny.
I like her.
Yeah, that track is called Nissan Altima. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's just some that's some humble shit. Yeah, so salute all the way around, team.
All right,
so, team, check this out, man. I actually got a couple of topics tonight, but, man, the main topic tonight, and I just got this off a random friend from Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and I said, man, this would be a good topic. It's kind of eccentric. It's kind of off the wall, you know what I'm saying, but I want to know, what would you rather have in your home? Like, would you rather have ghosts or roaches? And, team, before we even get into the shits and giggles of it all, I do want to ask this question first. Like, team, do y'all believe in paranormal shit? Like, do y'all believe in ghosts and spirits and all that type shit? You know what I'm saying? So that's actually the first part before we actually get into the topic. I just want to know just, you know, real quick, like, y'all believe in that? Spirits, ghosts, you know, what y'all thinking? I do, to a certain
extent.
I do.
It's definitely spirits. The ancestors, the Nile River, and your bloodstream and the Nile River go hand in hand. Just like at the end of the Nile River, it changes, and it's the key to unlock that. Like with Moses, when they was hiring Moses from King James. And there, that was by the Nile River. Long story short, the Nile River and the ancestors is your bloodstream, is the spirits of your ancestors rolling through your body. Spirit, soul, all that going hand in hand. That's just what I did, you know, for my circle. You know what I'm saying? So I see the ancestors, because think about it. When we physically die, the mind was controlling your body the whole time. So your mind doesn't go in the casket, you know what I'm saying, or burnt and cremated, you know what I'm saying? Your mind still exists, you know what I'm saying? Air, oxygen, you know what I'm saying? All that's a gas, you know what I'm saying? Liquid, solids, and gases, you know what I'm saying? Molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons, you know what I'm saying? 666, you know what I'm saying? How you make the black man, not the devil. You know what I'm saying? So I see spirits and ghosts and all that one and the same. Because you got good spirits and bad spirits, that's one and the same. You know, who's to say what's good and who's to say what's bad? You know what I'm saying? It depends on the outcome of things. You know what I'm saying? Because a person that's considered bad could do good things, you know, in whatever nature or building. So... yeah, I believe in spirits.
Okay. Anybody else before we get to the main topic of the night? Cobra,
I believe in
dope.
I believe in spirits. Just to piggyback off what Carter was saying, like you said, there is a light and there is a dark within us. It's up to us to balance what we bring out.
Yeah.
Some days you might bring out a little bit of gray. Sometimes it might be charcoal gray. Sometimes it might be black, and it's like, you know. But you're constantly battling every single day to keep that balance and show more light than you do darkness. As far as spirits and ancestors and stuff like that, I believe that, like you said, that the body is just a shell holding my spirit. So when this body is gone, my spirit will come back and be and have to do the same test that I failed on the earth the last time until it's like a video game until I pass to what my journey and my real process is supposed to be. So, so I would say yes, I believe in spirit, and I'd rather live with a spirit and talk to them and find out if seriously, bro, if this motherfucker, like, yes, brother.
No, I'm being funny, sis. But I know you're about to get into the spirits and the
okay,
room. I want to say that part.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
You ain't afraid of no ghosts, though?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I'm afraid of Ray Parker Jr., but not no ghosts.
Okay. All right, Cole, do you believe in any spirits or paranormal?
You know what, man? I believe in both because I remember one time it was on Christmas Eve, and I was living in my dad's old house. And, man, for about 2 hours, I could not find my car keys. I could not find my car keys for the life of me, man. And I know I heard a voice that told me, you're not going anywhere. So I was like, I turned around. I'm like, okay. Because I kind of believed that dad's house was haunted. And he would always joke. He's like, ain't nobody upstairs but your grandpa. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of believe in, I definitely believe in ghosts. And I remember one time my mom had performed an exorcism at a house because somebody got a hold of a Ouija board and they let the spirits out. So she had to go in there and do all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was scary, but I actually have friends from over in England. Like, England is really big on paranormal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of conspiracy theories and stuff like that. But I believe in spirits. I believe that, you know, are some of our loved ones that have passed away. Sometimes they come in the spiritual form, but sometimes, like, I feel like the loved ones come and also in a physical form, too, because, like, this cardinal would come to my house. The cardinals and the hummingbird would come to my house right on point, every morning. They'll be right out there at the bird feeder, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of feel like, you know, my father and many other loved ones that I lost over the last 10 years is watching over me, So I truly believe in the good spirits and the bad spirits and all of that. But, you know, it is a spirituality between good and evil. So I do believe in paranoia and ghosts and all of that, too.
Well, I have a story about the physical. I was at work one day, and I was outside, and I was smoking and drinking my coffee. And from the distance, an old white man with a cane, purple cane, was walking slowly up to me. And so I was like, I was thinking to myself, he could barely walk. And usually when people are walking that way, they're looking for a certain building, but they can't find it. So he walked up to me, and he's standing sideways, and he's asking me where the building is. And I'm telling him, and I said, but why won't you go get your car and just drive over there? That's just too long for you to walk. And as soon as I said that, he looked at me, and he winked and said, you're a kind lady. And then I turned around, and I swear, like 2 minutes later, I don't know where this man went.
Wow.
It's like he disappeared. Yeah.
But that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? When you look like the spirits, ghosts, you know what I'm saying? So that's interesting, sis.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And
I
do feel like. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's to each its own. And team, I can honestly say, as far as like ghosts, I wouldn't say ghosts for me, no. But spirits, definitely, yeah. I'm going to be real 100 with y'all. I feel like my grandma's spirit is still on this earth, right? So I find myself, especially lately, I pray, you know, and it's kind of crazy. I kind of pray more to my grandma than I do the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say for me personally, to a certain extent. I can't say a ghost. But definitely spirits, I believe in. You know
spirit.
What I'm saying? But but no team. I love this because goddamn, I feel like we shared this sci-fi channel. If Blog Talk don't want to get goddamn sci-fi channel, come pick us up real quick because we getting this here tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna just say this too. Jay. I ain't mean to
you
cut y'all. I was just gonna say,
good,
remember, energy, gas and. Is energy. Energy don't die. You know what I'm saying? It can only be transformed and you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So
yeah,
remember
I
that.
See you on that.
So they
don't
yeah, yeah. They ain't never leave, you know what I mean?
That's real. That's real. But I wanna go ahead and get into the topic for the night. Go ahead, Dope, you got it.
I just wanted to say, you know what I believe in, Jit? I believe in black folks replacing the battery on their goddamn smoke detectors. That's what I believe in. I believe black folks replace the battery on their fucking smoke detectors.
Oh, real shit. All right, that's a go. But no, I love this conversation. So, team, let's really get into it. Now that we said what we believed in and whether it was a spirit or a ghost, now here's the topic. What would you rather have in your house, ghost or motherfucking roach? And team, I want to just bring this up. I got this from a person off of social media, and I will say it was like 60-40. Most people wanted Casper the Friendly Ghost. They weren't fucking with the roaches, you know what I'm saying? But what are y'all thoughts? I just want to put it out there, goddamn it. You know, you're taking Casper. What you rather in your house, in your home, in your space? And it's only like right that we start off with the Queen, Miss Chief, because sis, that's why I kind of stopped you early, because I already knew you was getting into the topic. So you got it, not Queen.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with no roaches, bro. Like, those things is menacing. I ain't fucking with no roaches. I'll talk to the spirit. Even if he mad at me, we can figure it out. We can figure it out together. Like, why are you mad? Why are you here? Like, you know, give me your space if you need that or whatever. You know, I can respect that, but I am not fucking with no roaches.
Yeah. Straight up.
All
right. Cut him off of you. So she said, fuck that nigga. That's it. What you think, broski?
I agree with I take the ghost, but the only thing I don't like about the ghost, y'all ever had the hag get on y'all when y'all was younger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, you got
down, on your back.
You sleeping on your back, yeah, and you trying to get up and got there and suck, feel like rolling you down. Yeah, that shit happened to me when I was about 6 or 7 years old. I was like, damn. And the motherfucker was in the same room, and I couldn't touch him. I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? But as long as that don't happen, you know what I'm saying? But them roaches, them motherfuckers, they're goddamn. You see one, you see about 20 of them.
That's a whole army.
Yeah.
You got to train them. You got to train them, goddammit. You got to say, when I come out and entertain, you don't come out. And when you entertain, I won't come out.
Hey, you, but see, them motherfuckers got down. I remember we moved out the hood into a goddamn nice goddamn house and goddamn, we took some of that shit with us, like the microwave. And I'll be down if we ain't see the goddamn by the day or two later. The motherfuckers got down, was crawling in that motherfucking new spot. They had to get the goddamn exterminator.
He's terminated out.
Them motherfuckers. You know I got to I take the ghost. German roast.
Yeah, fucking nightmare. All right, goddamn. Like, I'm loving this. But check this out to you, man. I got to do this real quick. Right now, we are being joined by our resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What's going on, Big Broski?
Man, what's happening, Grind Live Radio? Are we back on the air tonight or nah? You know what I'm saying? Because I had to post that question in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, to see if we was really on the air. You know what I'm talking about? But you're live with the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock with another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio, God damn it. So let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Trill. Ma. Ronnie Franklin's bitch.
We're going to keep the same move. We got DJ Sergeant Rock in the building. We're going to keep it moving on the topic. Carter, that's all you had? Anybody else want to? That's it. I'm going to keep it moving.
I'll take Ghost for $1 million. The only roaches I want in my house is when niggas leave them half smoked blunts. You can leave them roaches.
We gonna make an extendo. Ain't no partnership with the roaches.
They gotta go. We gonna take Casper and friends.
We gonna take Django. We gonna take Django and them niggas. Any ghost, we taking them over the road.
Now, see, y'all know me. I'm gonna just get my eyes out there real quick. I like to be silly, you know what I'm saying? Because I do feel like this. What if it's just one roach? Goddamn it, and y'all make a deal. Be like, look, I told you, nigga, you come out, I come out, and we gonna work it out. But I'm taking Casper the friend.
That's what you said. One roach,
and they bring their friends, and they family, and their cousins. No,
well, you know, don't bounce it. You know, y'all can just find a quiet place. You know.
I said
I was taking Casper and the friendly ghost, goddamn it.
That's a damn shame.
It ain't working out for me.
Keep
it moving. We gonna throw it to your boy Cobra. Hey, it did say hashtag shits and giggles. I'm trying to represent for my bro Razor right now, goddamn it. We gonna make shits and giggles out of this shit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But we gonna keep it moving though. No, but seriously, team, Casper, cool. Keeping it moving, we're gonna throw it to your boy Cobra. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm with all of y'all, man. I'd rather have the ghost in the house rather than the roaches, because for one, you ain't gotta pay for the exterminate. And number two, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because I remember one time we went to a house party one time, man. Back in the 90s, and it was right around the time when they came out with The Chronic, with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. So we went to this house party, man.
Oh yeah.
And these motherfuckers had, I call them special V's. The roaches that fly, the cockroaches that fly.
Okay, see, wait a minute now.
I seen a motherfucker go right over my homeboy's head. And that motherfucker stood right there. And it reminded me of, what's your boy's name? Shout out to the homie from St. Louis.
Nelly?
Joe Torre. Remember what Joe Torre said on Def Comedy Jam back in the 90s?
Yeah.
That's how it was. Like, and then the homeboy was like, he said, what would you call that roach right there? And I was like, shit, that's a, I don't know what you would call it, but at this particular house, the roaches not only greeted you at the front though, but at the back though. So you already know it don't take one of them.
I ain't with all that flying.
And you can't go with me. You can't go with me.
Man, they fly. Then you're like, wait a minute.
I went on here. I went on here too. It was the summertime too. I went on here and as soon as we got out, a nigga was tipsy anyway. I'm like, shit, I was afraid that I might bring some shit back to the crib, so I dropped all my shit off, took my shorts off, and, you know what I'm saying, still had my shirt on, because I was like, I didn't want to take no chances.
You just got to go in there, ass man.
You know what I'm saying, carry those niggas back. You know, so I'm like, shit, fuck that, good. They can fly, cuz.
A Paul Middle bug
They can fly, bro.
They can fly.
Well, freak the fuck out. In Florida, we call those palmetto bugs, you know what I'm saying? But I, you know, for the roach to be, for the roach to be fly. But, all right, I know this is some ghetto shit, but we're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to throw in DJ Sergeant Rock. So you said they still were fine enough.
Hey, man, y'all niggas stupid tonight, bro. I swear to God, bro. God damn. But on the Rizak, though.
Set it off, Rock.
I ain't going to lie. I'd rather have the roaches in my house than a ghost, because guess what the ghost gonna do? The ghost gonna have your ass so motherfucking paranoid that you don't even want to live in a house. The ghost gonna have you so motherfucking paranoid that you gonna think about everything you done did in life, every fuck up you done made, because you think the four horsemen coming to get you.
We gonna get along.
The four horsemen.
Are we gonna fucking fight? We gonna get along, we gonna fight.
Hold on, Miss Chief. If you gonna get along with the ghost, then you go ahead, because I'm not getting along with no spirit that's in the afterlife. You see what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. I'm not going. I would rather have the roaches in my house than a ghost, because I'm telling you, ghosts have the tendency to do crazy shit to a normal person. To a normal human being now. Now, y'all clown and shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'd rather take the roaches than the ghosts. Okay. Anyway. Shit. I'm telling you.
You ain't never had no roaches going in your ear.
I take a spear.
Look, first of all, ain't no roaches gonna go in my ear. That's fame the first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't no roast gonna be eating on my body. That's fame the second. You know what I'm saying? And
roasting
is
going
in
your ear
like
you knocked out.
I will have some fire to ward off all them bitches. You know what I'm saying? But to say that I would rather have a ghost in my house? No, bruh. No. Mm-mm. I ain't. Look, I ain't scared of no ghosts, and I ain't dealing with no ghosts. Trill, ma.
Okay, I come off on it. Cause you say you got the firepower to keep those bitches off you, niggas.
Hell
yeah,
you got the firepower.
Yeah, you got that firepower.
I got a flamethrower. You know what I'm saying? So in the road trying to attack me, goddammit, he's gonna get hit with this flame and it's gonna be the end of him. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, trill shit. You know what I'm saying?
The GHR potluck will not be at Sergeant Rock's house.
It won't. Because guess where it's going to be? Somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to have you come to my house and I got a billion roaches. Nah, nigga, that's nasty, nigga. I ain't going to have that shit. It's going to be somewhere else in a community center or in an arena or, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be somewhere else now.
Corona free.
Now, that's
trill,
nigga.
That is true. That's true. Ooh, they got the Groundhog Radio, man. Y'all hit us up now. Press that one, goddamn it.
323-693-3313. That was the best topic ever, man. That was the best ever. What the fuck you talking about? You coming to Sergeant Rock House, you goddamn right, nigga. You gonna be in a community center, in an arena, or something else.
Let them know, Rock. All right, man. 323-693-3043 be the number. Rock, you finished? I mean, if you want to keep going, go ahead. Before I go to commercial break. That's
no.
It.
I'm crying.
Oh, well, all right.
You said community center.
I know, right?
Yeah, but it's lit tonight, man. I think we need to take a community break right now and get into some music a little bit. We're going to bring it up a little bit. Break up the scene. Last two episodes. I got another crazy topic, by the way. But let's get into some more music. And right now, I actually want to throw it to my boy, Cobra Immortal. Whatever you want to get into right now, broski, we can definitely do that. Take a break, team.
All
right.
That's what's up, Brother Jid. I sent you a new track called Ric Flair.
I'm looking
Ric
at it.
Ric Flair.
I'm looking
Uh-oh.
At it.
Woo!
What's
Uh-oh.
Up with it, Cole? What you want to do with it, Cole? See, I'm
okay,
ready
yeah.
tonight. Goddamn, see, when I'm on, wait a minute now. All right. Wait. When I ain't on, nigga say, he ain't on, nigga. I'm on tonight. What's up with it?
Okay. Yo, what's up? Yeah, we gonna go ahead and drop that new single for 2025 coming soon outside of critically acclaimed coming soon. This is my new joint, Ric Flair, and we're going to turn it up just like that, grind hard radio style. Woo! Yeah.
We outside.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? What's the good neighbor, Peter Lady Boss? You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
I'm feeling like I'm Ric Flair.
I'm feeling like a rich slut.
Hey.
I'm feeling like a rich slut. Hey. I'm feeling like a rich slut. Hey, I'm feeling like a rich
blog.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know what made me inspired me to write that song, man? I'm really digging my boy. I really like Boss Man D-Lo. You know what I'm saying? Because
I
like how he does.
Yeah.
His songs are like real short. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like. Kind of mimic what you know what's kind of going on in today's era, so he kind of inspired me to write that joint. You heard me? Room.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I respect
that. Trill.
That bass.
Yeah.
Man. And when the bass changed, when the bass switched up, I was like, ooh, but look, I did the Bill Cosby scratch my face up. I said, shit.
Yeah, the bass was nasty.
Yeah, dope. Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving, man. We're going to do a little bit different because, like I said, man, these are the last two episodes of Ground Hard Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You never know what the future holds. I'm trying to represent for everybody that's ever been a part of the show, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, within the next two episodes, you never know who will be walking through the door. But, team, I did want to share one thing. Because I kind of want to pop off just a little bit, and just a small thing. One of the greatest things that I ever got to do being a part of Ground Hard Radio, I was able to have my own mixtape, which actually Carter Mafioso pushed me to do. You know what I'm saying? And, it was a little bit of comedy mixed with y'all music. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing skits and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's a memorable moment for me, man.
Yeah,
you know?
That was it. Yeah.
I just want to take a little. We're going to go back into the vault. We playing this shit off Killzone Ground Hard Radio. Let's go into the vault real quick. Black Larry King. Keep it locked. Ground Hard Radio. Y'all hit us up. The Black Larry King. The Black Larry King.
This your boy Jit Chronicles, and you're listening to the hottest motherfucking mixtape that's out right now. The Black Larry King, hosted by my motherfucking DJ, DJ Face Mob. Ma, check it out, respect it. Now, nigga, get the fucking to it. The Black Larry King.
You're live with the city's hottest DJ, DJ.
Y'all wanna know some shit that really bother your boy? Y'all want to know some shit that really irks the fuck out of the Black Larry King, man? We got too many motherfuckers in America that can't speak no English. It's not a motherfucker you can call. It's not a place that you can go. It's not a bitch that you can see. And a motherfucker don't speak no English. You call T-Mobile, nigga don't know no English. You go down to the motherfucking restaurant, bitch can't speak no English. You go to the motherfucking corner store, guess what? This nigga don't know no English. But this nigga all day long, no, I play English, and all that motherfucking shit. Bitch, we don't understand you, nigga. It's called Rosetta Stone. I promise you, you can go to Amazon.com and you can handle that shit. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's a motherfucking epidemic. We should not have this many motherfuckers in the good old USA. And bitch can't speak English. That's fucked up. Now come on, you gotta tighten up. Tell them the Black Larry King said that. And that's some real nigga shit. But watch them though. Watch them when you up in the motherfucking corner store. You ever sat behind a motherfucking Mexican? Now this nigga, he all day long, bitch, I don't know English, no Spanish, I don't know no, all that motherfucking bullshit, nigga. But when that nigga in line, getting all on motherfucking El Productos and on Coronas and on motherfucking Cervezas. They speak motherfucking fluid English. Damn, you gotta watch some shit, you know what I'm saying? It's time to wake up. Black Larry King, baby.
With the city's hottest DJ, DJ
Face Mob.
Hey, let me tell you something. Like, hey, look, listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. That's one of the highlight. But ain't that so true though? Ain't that so, like, look around, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, really look, you know.
Yeah,
but dude, I gotta say, like, I never thought I could do that. I always been the funny dude. I'm always the nigga that, I mean, shit, that's how I try to get my women. If I can make you laugh, baby, I'ma do what I gotta do when I go to work. I'ma do what I gotta do. I'ma always be me. You understand what I'm saying? But I mean, for me, that's one of the moments where I'm like, and motherfuckers receive that. And Rock, I just gotta say this. This is when Tape Sauce, when we had Tape Sauce. Bro, I wanted one every Black Larry King tape I could, because motherfuckers was gravitating towards it and all that good shit, man. But that's a highlight. Mm-hmm. But looking back on that,
right.
I mean, shit, right. It ain't no different from what I'm seeing. You motherfuckers done invaded. So, I mean, was it crash?
Yeah.
But it's definitely mm-hmm. relatable, you know. So that's one of my proudest moments of being on this fucking show. And I'm just
that's crazy because the immigrants is taking over right now. So that's
of
crazy.
Course. Yeah. It's before it's time, man.
Damn.
So, like,
damn.
But
and
sometimes I listen to that, I'm like, goddamn, you done
good,
said all
man.
That, nigga. Yeah.
You got that voice, man. I always said you got that voice for radio. So I feel good that it still sounds good quality. You know what I'm saying? After so many years. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's just let you know, it can be re-released. You know, that was a gift because you always let us shine. And you always, you know, I try to get you to rap and all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, we got to get this on the track doing stuff. So, I was glad you did that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it ain't fun if everybody ain't shining. You know, we all got to shine. So it feels good for me for you to run your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was the main thing of it all.
I say this too. It was good to work, like, and that's one of the great things about this show. Like, we own the show, but we work individually with each other all the time, whether it's a collaboration with a track. You know,
right.
That was my first time, like, really working with you, Carter, and I remember, like, I
right.
took you through it, bro. I was cussing and shit. Sometimes when I listen to that, though, I be like, God damn, G, you done said all that. You ain't really had to say all that, nigga. Like, you really
right.
Said, and, you know, I ain't really mean to y'all, but it was just, I wasn't trying to say it. That's just real shit. And it just brings me to, like, it's y'all, it's so many podcasts, and I see the way that this shit going, and it's going in the visual way. So I already know what's the next move, but, like, we can really sit back and look on, hey, this happened 10 years ago. A lot of people can't say that. A lot of people won't get to say that. You know what I'm saying? These new podcasts are coming out, you know, and let, you know, you got to stick with the times, man. But I feel we do live in a time, man. You're not going to never have another show that's going to run 14 years.
Yeah.
Our team running 11.
Yeah.
You'll never
right.
see it again. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good
right.
thing for us to kind of sit back and reflect. You know, so it's a part of history, man. So salute.
Yeah, man.
All right. Salute.
Yeah, man. Salute. Keep grinding.
Yeah. All right, we're keeping this thing moving, team, because I got some more hot topics coming up if y'all want to hit us up. I mean, it's callers, man. Make sure y'all press 1 so we know y'all want to talk. 323-693-3043 if you want to chime in on any other topics. Before we get into our next topic, team, let's get into another track. And right now, I want to throw it to my brother, DJ Sergeant Rock. Whatever you want to get into, bro, we can do that. But give me a minute to scroll, and I got you. What you got?
All right, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, man, this is the last two shows, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go into the archives a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And we going to pull up that Get Your Ugly Ass Dime by Two Below. You know what I'm saying? Produced by, mixed by, arranged by, and directed by DJ Sergeant Rock. You know what I'm saying? So we going to pull that
all
shit
all the way
up,
in
you know
the crate.
Know what I'm saying? Hey,
so,
man,
so
Rock, DJ,
we going in the crates.
We going in the crates, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got to give, you know, some people, you know what I'm saying, something
no,
to grow up, you know what I'm saying, before we get out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, all right,
yeah,
well, Rock, give me a minute. I was looking at something else that you sent, but it's all good because we got next week to do that. And we got all next week to do it, goddammit. If the shit don't come on Monday, nigga, it's going to come on Tuesday. If it don't come on Tuesday, it's going to come on Wednesday. So on and so forth until we do our final motherfucking episode. But go ahead, man. We in the crates. What you got for us, Rock?
Okay.
Go ahead and introduce that thing all one more
man,
time.
All right, man. This is Get Your Ugly Ass Down. From Below the Level Productions, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
And DJ shit, please spin that shit. Trill.
It is. Grind Hard Radio, take off.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Know what I'm saying? Turn the sound up a little bit. Turn up a little bit.
I don't think
you
need to rest
in my
head,
man,
Jeremy.
I don't think you need to
Below the Level Music, motherfucker.
Turn that shit up just a little bit, that man. This is my motherfucker.
Bump it up a little bit.
Bring it to global body music, motherfucker.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
AMA.
AMA. Holla back. You know what I'm saying?
Get up, nigga. Look.
Get your motherfucking ass down.
Yeah!
Global love the music, motherfucker. We don't
fuck with you. Hold on, Q. I got him on this one right here, my nigga. Look.
Get down. Get your ugly ass down. You rockin' to the sound or the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. Come get it, doors open, your ass is welcome to it. I will rearrange you worse than the Rubik's Cube. Foolish dude, lyrically speaking, you couldn't touch this with a hammer. This is Vibes of the Workshop Ground. And I'm the brother from the bricks that the city knocked down. I been chopping the slab before my feet hit the ground. When the tools hit the scene, watch the suckers get nervous, disgusting. Now they in the back, stashing they purses, like we want something from them. But we just looking then laugh. You get no halves or no autographs, sucker ass. My hot spitter make Oprah wanna bone me and take the rest of said man's half and blow it on me high. I'm never nice with mine, I'm ignorant on the track. Buzzing trunks like headboards when I kill some cat. So why you stereotype? I'm painting pictures like William so you can call me Mr. Stereo Hype. I'm forcing circuits to burn out from dehydration. My energy on turntables is blacker than Darth Vader. And I got some more shit to keep your ass from
what
being bored. It's a ridiculous underground overlord. Get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. Everybody, lay the fuck down. Y'all bullshitting ourselves. We ain't playing Mississippi, nigga. Get your motherfucking ass down. Lay the fuck down, nigga. We ain't playing with this Rock, Jordan, Q. We ain't playing with this.
Get down. Get down. Get
your ass down.
Funky sound, you dig? Cause y'all know who it is and y'all know who it be. Move props are coming from D-Town. Your monkey ass need to get down. Get your ugly ass down. Cause this is how it pounds for the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. Get your ugly ass down. I'm still laughing at these niggas who don't know the truth cause they hooping about figures. Who don't know the youth cause they hooping about triggers. Who don't know the youth and grew them up to be killers. And now mathematics done taught them how to be dealers. And when the police get them, teach them how to be squillers. For a super hot charge, for a small misdemeanor. So once your face is on front page, you know we gon' see you. I wouldn't wanna be you, you in a microscope. And now your ass is the joke, yapping bout some dope. Rappers are still writing, producers writing too. You better watch it, dog, they ass might be biting you. Don't let your hard work flush down the drain. Cause that was my mentality before Katrina came. This shit is universal. This shit don't stop, that planet rock, rock. It's the show shot, nigga, get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. We ain't playing, lay the fuck down. That nigga saw it, nigga, short Q. Lay the fuck down, right now. Nigga, we ain't playing, get money. If it ain't 10 G's or better, me and my nigga
Woo. Call they fucking with.
Grandma Radio.
Huh? If it ain't Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. My nigga saw it.
Hey.
We run this
hey.
Shit, man.
Hey.
Y'all better be with this shit right here. Below the level music, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Workshop for life.
Let's rock.
Boss working niggas. My nigga Scorpio. We always told them niggas. Lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. Huh? You don't hear your boy. Get a cup. Huh? Yeah. And...
talking about it, sit your ugly ass down. You can't fuck with this shit over here. You know what I'm talking about? Get your ugly ass down, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
yeah,
love that shit.
Yeah.
Y'all boys switching it up on me tonight. All y'all, man, with these tracks, goddamn it. Y'all switching it up.
World Mills, new song. He was kicking it with Big Gift. DJ
you know what I'm saying? The Ground Zero Blues Club and shit, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't expecting him to see him, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But when I went to go to the upstairs to the VIP, he was like, hey, man, you got a cigarette? And I looked, I said, Big Gip, is that you? He said, yeah, see, man. I gave him three cigarettes. I told him to come outside, take a picture with me. We chopped it up and everything, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we definitely going to be fucking with Big Gip for the 2025. You know what I'm saying? And that's trill. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey.
Yeah.
That's
Big Gip, CeeLo, G-Mo. Big Gip, all them good people. We did a show with them in Greenville. Me, King Skeet, HR. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're good people. And they ain't tall as they look on TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he looks shorter than me.
It was meant to be, DJ Sergeant Rock, it was meant to be that you met Big Gip that night, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about this my first time ever meeting that man. You know what I'm saying? I done seen him on videos. I done seen him on concert footage and all of those shit. But it's my first time ever interacting with that man, bro. You know what I'm saying? And the man didn't have to take a picture with me. He could have said, nah, I ain't trying to do that tonight. But, you know, he let me get a picture in with him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm forever grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's the first member of the Goody Mob I done met. Now, I'm waiting to meet the rest of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, that's dope. That is dope. That's dope.
That's fire, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to track that. Put the track together. That'd be dope.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a big gift.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You already know it's coming. Trust me. Oh, that shit coming. I got his email and everything. That shit coming, bro. Believe it.
Okay,
yeah,
so check this out, team. So I want to pose the next topic to y'all, and this is another thing that I pulled off of the internet. All right, so picture this, goddammit. This is the scenario. We having a party. You going to a party. You bring a bottle. You know what I'm saying? Everybody bring a bottle to the party, whatever the case may be. If you go to this party and everybody don't drink the bottle that you take, that you bought to the party, if nobody drunk it, if you took your bottle back when it's time to go home, because look, your shit ain't open, you bought it to the party, You ain't opening shit. Nobody ain't drinking on it. It's some good shit. You know, it's some Don Julio. Or it could be the cheapest motherfucking liquor ever. You know what I'm saying? But if your shit ain't open, is it tacky at the end of the night once the party over to take your bottle and go home with it? Or do you just leave it?
No. No. Hell no, it ain't tacky.
Real
because
energy.
I brought some to the party and y'all niggas didn't drink it. So fuck it, I'm finna take my shit back. Hell no. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take my shit.
That's
home.
How everybody
feels.
Hell
no.
Let's go on order. Let's start off, ladies first. Miss Chief, is that bad etiquette, Queen, to take your bottle back?
Or no?
Queen. Chief.
I'm here. No, I would say it is bad etiquette, but I would take my bottle. I'm just going to have to be wrong.
Do you care to elaborate? Queen, do you care to elaborate, or it is what it is? You just taking your shit?
I mean, because, you know, when you go to a party, it's supposed to be a gift. That's really a gift, you know, to the household or whatever. You contribute into the household, you
right.
know, of whatever that party is. You know, if it did get drank, I might say something, but if everybody's fading everything, I'm just going to go ahead and scoop this bottle up and take it with me. Y'all don't need no more of this.
Yeah.
Right. They ain't cracked the bottle open to begin with. You know what I'm saying? So, shoot, hell yeah, I'm taking my shit back.
That's if it ain't been cracked.
Okay, exactly. All right, dope ass music. What's your thoughts, Brosi?
Look. So if I bring a bottle and nobody touches the bottle, I brought the bottle for a gift. I got enough money. If I don't have enough money to buy another bottle, then I shouldn't be at that party gifting the bottle anyway.
I respect that. I respect that.
That's just yep. So. If I ain't got, if it's a $100 bottle and it don't get cracked, well, why am I spending $100 on a bottle when I want to take that gift back? You see what I'm saying? Now, if it's like some fucking Remy Martin, some fucking cheap ass bottle, I don't want that shit anyway. I don't want it anyway. Y'all can keep that shit. But if it's a good ass
okay,
bottle.
So what you saying though? You gonna bring some shit to the party that really everybody drink, or if they don't drink it, you just bringing that shit to the party and you leaving that shit there regardless of what the fuck it is.
There we go, Rock. Yeah.
Leaving that shit at the party regardless of what the fuck it is. So okay, if you take some goddamn gin and juice.
Yeah.
To the party. Don't nobody drink it. You just leaving it there. Like fuck the bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck the bottle. But I promise you, if I bring some Douce, niggas gonna drink the Douce. If I bring the Grey Goose, niggas gonna drink the Grey Goose. If I bring some Smirnoff, I don't want that shit anyway. Nigga, have at it.
They don't want it either.
Yeah. Okay. Before we keep it moving, look. I'm gonna just, because I just gotta say it. Yo, I respect everything you said. Cause look, this is the thing. I'm the nigga that do bring something that you ain't drinking. Yeah, I'm picking my shit home. And now that I'm 42 years old, I realize that's wrong. When you're supposed to bring somebody a gift, you actually supposed to fucking leave it. You understand what I'm saying? It just took me 40 years. It took me 40 years to learn that. You know what I'm saying? So I did do it in the past, and I won't do it no more. So that's all I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm taking my shit back.
Not there yet, bro.
But y'all, that's not nice, man. Leave that stuff on the table. No matter what it is, that's what you supposed to do.
Yeah. It definitely depends on what kind of friend you are.
It's wrong.
If you're one of my real friends,
I'm not gonna bring no bullshit. But if I got
an argument with chicken heads, motherfucker one time when I tried to take some shit and I was like, nigga, I bought this shit, so like I'm when I say I used to take my shit back, yeah, but it's wrong, man. Don't do it.
Okay.
It's a gift.
Okay, though, I feel you wrong. It depends on who you bring the bottle to or who you kicking it with. You know what I'm saying? Because if they real good friends and shit, and, you know, y'all motherfuckers kick it like that, you know, every day or every other day or whenever y'all kick it, you know what I'm saying? Of course, it's going to be some Heinekens in there. It's going to be some Coronas in there. It's going to be some Hennessy in there. It might be some 732. You know, yeah, I understand that, though. But now, what you saying is, is it don't matter where you kick it at, depending on who you kicking it with, is based on the bottle that you going to bring. You see what I'm saying? So you might bring some Kentucky bourbon in that bitch and be like, fuck it.
Bring some fucking gold sponges or wild turkey.
I take that shit too. Back in the day, I take all my shit. I don't give a fuck what it was, nigga. And my shit ain't open. Talk to the other niggas that got their shit still on the table. Don't talk to me about it because I don't grab my motherfucking shit, nigga. But it's so rude, y'all. It's really rude. But look, we got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving, bro. I want to throw it to Carter Mafioso, so I want to know what Big Bro think about this. You know what I'm saying? You leaving your bottle or no, bro? What you doing?
See, I don't drink, but if I bring the bottle and nobody don't drink it, if I bring somebody a gift and they don't drink it, when it's time to go and I see ain't nobody drunk it or he ain't drink it, I'm the type of nigga that's going to ask me, like, hey, man, hey, you ain't drunk this what's name? You going to drink this
pistol? Okay, he polite.
You know what I'm saying, man? Shit,
yeah.
You know how much I spent on this? I don't even drink. You going to drink this shit? I ask him, like, well, shit, if you ain't going to drink it, I'm about to goddamn call some goddamn shorties and let them know. I'm about to post on this goddamn story, post this bottle, and who drink it, who want to drink. And goddamn shit, that's going to cut my motherfucking trick fair down. You know
what
I'm
saying? Bro. Nah. Yeah, you got your
yeah.
own, boy.
Yeah, but I will ask him, what you going to do? You ain't going to drink?
Yeah.
Shit, I should have brought you something else. Now, on the other hand, let's switch it. Let's reverse the shit, get Rock City. Hey, for real.
Yeah, Rock Hill's crazy.
Hey, this shit, I'm buying some shit. I don't even buy for myself. And you ain't going to drink
it. I mean,
well,
you should be a nice
guy. I'm
asking this
yeah,
stuff. Yeah, you being real nice.
Now let's reverse it. What if I left an ace or some za goddamn on the table for a gift?
And they didn't
goddamn drink it. I mean, they didn't smoke it or roll it up. And it's there when it's time to go. That motherfucker going with me. I ain't gonna ask him. Is you smoking this or is it?
Oh, my shit.
I'm putting that shit right in my pocket and goddamn be like, shit, boy, y'all, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say nothing about the weed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm taking my shit back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm gonna say shit.
Hey, but nigga, I ain't bringing you no weed, nigga. I never bring you niggas no weed. Now, I bring for my good
friends,
for my bros.
That's what I do, and
that's what I'm saying. For my good bros and my good sis, now, I'm going to bring her something, but for community, we ain't bringing nothing of that. You better get this motherfucking the cheapest Don Julio I can get out of here. Nigga, get those dark cards. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, nah. If it ain't you or my good sis or Rock, nah. Nah, Cole, nah. You already? Nah. You can give me some, though. That was the fuck you could do. You can give me some. Yeah, they can give me some of it. Motherfucker. But go ahead. I'm having a
Oh, yeah, you good.
Yeah, you give me some there.
Shit.
The fuck? Where we at? We done?
My
nigga, my nigga.
Yeah,
wow.
Shit, I forgot I was in the studio right now. Where we at? My bad, Carter. You done been frozen.
Yeah,
you know I ain't mean no harm.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to throw it to Cobra. Because we got to keep it moving, T. We got Cobra and Rock left. Cobra, what's up? You taking your bottle back, Broski, or no?
Hey, damn, Skippy, bro, because I'm going to tell you something, Brother Jid. There's been some times where I would go to these events. I was already prepared. Now, usually, like if I go to the parties in the summer, like the homie be throwing, I'd be on the pink Moscato. I'd be drinking on the bubbly because it's light on my stomach. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So
summertime drink.
Yeah, that's a summertime drink. So, like, and plus, like, I've been to parties where everybody, like, they be mooching off motherfuckers. So what I do is I bring a bottle of motherfucking bubbly. I bring my own goddamn bottle, goddamn me, and my own weed. I'll be rolling my own shit up right there and don't be passing nothing. I be seeing motherfuckers. I be seeing motherfuckers, bro. Like they sitting back, they waiting to see if niggas is gonna roll up. And I'm like, okay, so to me that's kind of like some punk shit because it's like I don't never see nobody putting in on no weed. I don't see too many people putting in on no drink either. So what I do,
right,
I go to the club already prepared. I got my drink, I got my smoke. And I don't have to holler at nobody.
Right.
I'm already good because even back in the days when I used to be trapping back in the days with some of the homies, a lot of them are gone now, but shit, niggas be like, hey man, we all had our own bottle of Don P. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, and you ain't passing that. That's 500.
Right.
That's 500. You ain't talking that shit, bro. I'm telling you.
At all. Tell them
you ain't talking
okay.
that shit. You ain't passing no Moet, none of that shit. Cause
yeah,
I
one blank
like,
period.
The first time that I really was getting into the Dom Perignon is when Pimp C said Dom Perignon is supposed to bubble. It'd be
right.
like that.
Time.
You know what I'm saying? So we was on that. We was fucking with the Don P, and then, like, in later years, you know what I'm saying, like, when people would have, you know, the drink, you know, the smokeouts or, like, the cookouts or whatever, the barbecue, a lot of people don't be putting in on shit, though, man. A lot of shit
yeah.
calls. Like I mean, if my homie is coming with me, okay, yeah, he's going to hit my weed. Or, you know what I'm saying, like, I'd be like, nigga, find you a cup. I pour you some of this shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like what Black Man King said. Outside of that, ain't nobody hitting my shit, bro. Nobody hitting my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, respect, bro.
So the answer to your question, Cuzzo, I'm taking my bottle back. I'm taking my bottle back. It didn't matter if I spent $10 on it or $2.50 on it. You know
if they don't drink that
if
they don't pop
out,
the top on that bitch, you taking that bitch back.
Damn Rizzy. And because, you know, like there's times in the summer, you know what I'm saying, I might want to sip on something. You know what I'm saying? It depends on, you know, because we got the liquor store right around the corner. I'm like, shit, well, what am I going to slip on tonight? Like, I got a little bit of change. I could fuck with, you know what I'm saying, Don Julio or, you know what I'm saying, something like that, but something that's exclusive for what I'm feeling that night, you know what I'm saying? Because, like,
yeah.
in St. Louis, you got to be on
that's
your 100. Game in St. Louis, bro, because anything can happen up there. Like, you
yeah.
might fuck around and get shot, or goddamn me, a car might come through the club. They had a car that went into the club, like, a few weeks back. You know what I'm saying? Crashed straight through that bitch, so... Yeah, it's crazy, but yeah, man, I'll take my bottle back, bro. Fuck that.
Yes, what's up? We listen, we don't judge. All right. Last but definitely not least, DJ Sergeant Rock, I know you got an opinion on this topic, bro. So what you doing?
Okay, man. Look, check this out now. Now, everybody's talking about they taking their bottles back, You know what I'm saying? Okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But now, if I'm really delegating what I got in my pocket, then the bottle where I'm bringing it at, I can afford to lose that. You know what I'm saying? And drink me another bottle of some shit that I like to fuck with. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I said, dope. It don't matter. You just dropping the bitch off, and you don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because it could be some goddamn whiskey in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? If they don't pop the top, fuck it. They going to pop the top sooner or later. If they really want to drink. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, if it's a bottle of Hennessy, 17, 32 or whatever the fuck, you know, the contract is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's that white Hennessy, you know what I'm saying? Or anything top shelf cognac that I drink, if they don't pop that bitch within the first 30, 40 goddamn minutes, I'm snatching that bitch. I'm snatching that bitch.
My bad.
I'm snatching that bitch, and I'm putting it in my pocket, and I'm going out the door with my shit that I came with. You fool, right? Hell yeah. Because liquor is expensive, and, you know, like I said, I could drop some gin and juice or some Tanqueray off at the party and not give a fuck about this shit. But if we drinking cognac, nigga, and I put some cognac on the table and go, nobody drink that shit. Oh, man. Hey, that's coming home with me, buddy, because I'm going to drink that shit. I'm letting you know. I'm going to drink. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to drink that shit.
That is so wrong.
He said 30 to 45
minutes. I know. That's why I was like, nigga, let me hold my look up. That white Hennessy boy.
look, you know how wild party's supposed to get.
Yeah, that
you
white
Hennessy. So if I'm at your party, and nobody doing no hell drinking and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, well, damn, what kind of party I done stepped into? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go by the table. I'm going to grab my bottle within the first 35, 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Because cognac is something that gets drunk up at parties. I don't know about y'all, you know, y'all might be some clear drinkers, you know what I'm saying? Some Grey Goose, Belvedere, Syrah, you know, all that old shit. You know, okay, y'all cool, y'all fine. But goddamn, if I drop some cognac on the table, goddamn it, that bitch better go. And within 30, 45 minutes, if ain't nobody pop the top, I'm going to take my bottle and pop the top for them, and I ain't going to give nobody nothing.
This is why I love y'all niggas. Y'all the most gangster niggas. Like, if y'all came to my party, like, I mean, goddamn, like, you snatching shit in 30 and 45. Y'all, that's some trill ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though it's a gift, like, that's some real shit. Y'all can fuck that shit. Like, and guess what? A real nigga like me, I can't even be mad at you, baby, because, like I said, like, damn, at least I'm admitting to it. Like, I used to do it. I promised to stop, okay? Like, goddamn. Yeah, but y'all say fuck all that. I'm taking my shit. At least I'm trying to stop. It's wrong, y'all. I'm sorry.
I feel
wrong. It's the guilt. It's wrong. Y'all supposed to leave the gift on the table.
Oh, okay. Now, if I'm going to the party and I'm dropping off some wine, I don't give a fuck about the wine. Drink the wine up. I don't care. I don't care. But if I come to the party and drop some cognac on the goddamn table,
I drink that white Hennessy you bought, Rock. Yeah.
That bitch is supposed to go. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about that bitch supposed to get ran through. You know what I'm saying? So shit, hell yeah. If the top ain't pop,
I'm taking my bitch back. You know what I'm saying?
Rock said, y'all better enjoy this box wine and leave me the fuck alone.
No, yeah. But hey, Rock, can I ask this? Can I get a little bit of the white Hennessy?
Yeah, you can get a little bit of the white Hennessy. You know what I'm saying? I'm
okay, well,
saying,
take your shit back, bro. Take all your shit. Take all that shit off the table, nigga. Take it all.
If I put the bitch on the table
and
motherfuckers is acting like they scared to drink and don't pop that bitch within 35, 40 minutes, I don't know how many got my bottle on the table because y'all niggas ain't trying to drink. Shit. Y'all niggas ain't trying to drink.
Well, hey, Rock, I want some white Hennessy, so I appreciate it, bro. Get all your shit.
You
I might even help you. I'll help you take it out. Yeah, yeah. Let me get my
cool.
All right. Shit,
hey,
I
grab one. You can help me, bro.
Yeah.
You can help me take it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you walking out the door with that bitch. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Once you got all this goddamn on the table for you scared to drink. Nah, nigga, this what type of party it is. You drink, nigga. Cause if you don't drink, I'm gonna see you. The bottle is coming home with me. And that's true.
Oh man!
Fuck it up!
All right, we got some more hot music coming up. Y'all hit us up 323-693-3042. We gonna take a quick commercial break right here on Ground Hard Radio, man. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
Sort of vitamins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having problems. May I speak to one of you guys to come out here and spray?
One moment. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm having problems at my home. Do roaches fly?
Do roaches fly?
Roaches.
Yes.
Yes, I got, what happened, I was out there watering my flowers and things, and I came in the house and two roaches was mating. They were stuck, and I stepped on the female and killed her and slid on the floor, and the male roach got mad and went to flying and started trying to attack me. I need somebody to come out here and spray.
What's your address, ma'am?
Hold on. Oh, Jesus, that go ahead come. Hold on. Oh! Oh! Ah! 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 Somebody have to call the police. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Can you come out here and spray? I'm on 63rd Street in Rucker.
Where?
Can you write my phone number down?
What's your phone number?
777-9311.
What's your name?
What time can y'all get somebody out here?
What's your name?
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins?
Uh-huh.
What's your address?
I'm at... Oh, Jesus! Oh, Lord, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hey, Lord, I just fell out of this chair. Oh, Jesus. Hello?
Hello? This is Sam B. Mixing Recordings. Located in Columbia, SC. The vibe is high. The environment is welcoming. Creativity flows freely. And most importantly, the work gets done. Allow me to bring your vision to life. Book your next session at sambemixing.com or you can reach me at 678-368-5278.
Sam B. Mixing.
All right, man, it's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. Or you can log on to the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com. That was fucking hilarious. Especially when she gave them Prince phone number, man. Like, that was fucking hilarious.
Oh,
but right
man.
Now, man, We're going to get into some more music. And right now, I want to throw it to the motherfucking queen, Miss Chief. Anything you want to get into, darling?
Hey.
You can definitely do that. We're going to run this bitch up tonight.
Let's play 32 bars. Is that what it's called?
It's some type of freestyle, sis. I kind of...
You know what I'm talking about. 32 something.
I'm following you on it a little bit. But if we ain't got that, queen, look, if we ain't got that, what's next? You got hits now.
Let's
not
ask if
you got no
hits. She got a catalog.
Bro, go all the way down and pick something. No, 16 bars. Let's play 16. 16 shooters.
That's 2016. Ooh. With shooters.
Ooh.
Now, queen, I'm just asking. That's with problems.
Uh huh.
All right, okay. Introduce that. Right, we ain't gotta say no more. You know I got all the motherfucking hits. I know where all the bones bear, baby. Go ahead and
we going all the way back. That's
y'all,
right. Let's
y'all
go all the way
tonight.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 2016. This is when life changed for me as far as meeting you, meeting all of you guys and everything.
Wow.
At this time, I started actually rapping, you guys. Like, I was doing R&B music from 2009, but 2016 is when I decided to make it official, and this was one of my first raps. It's called 16 Shooters. Let's get it.
Ground Hard Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
Let me hear. 16 shooter. 16 shooter. What up, B-Shot Menace, Miss Chief? Them my gunners. 16 shooter. 16 shooter. Hey, let's let them have it.
Let's ride.
21 of the powder to a 16 bar. I mean, 1.6 to 1.6 of that hard. I got 16 bullets aimed at your body part, and that's one special bullet aimed right at your heart. Give me 16 corners, ready for the work, though, and I chop every corner till it's round as a circle. Got 16 Jordans, but I hardly ever wear them, just like a bad bitch who don't ever need a head. I got 16 of everything. Holly if you need something. I need money, so we jumping. Long as you keep hunting. Got 16 ways to kill you all close. Combination 16. 16 to leave every bone ball. 16 casings left all of the scene. And you can keep everyone cause this motherfucker clean. Got 16 problems, but the chief ain't running. Got the beat shot minutes to get the job done. You wanna be a rider, but I got real riders with me. From the streets, hella riders, look how we ride on this beat. 16 haters talking, you only hyping the beat. Cause my niggas do anything for this life on the street. Yeah, you wanna be a rider, but I got real riders with me. From the streets, hella riders, look how we ride on this beat. 16 haters talking, you only hyping the beat. Cause my niggas do anything.
Overrated suicide, yeah, check my vibes. I'm trying to get my pressure right, and I ain't fucking with a full deck. Short niggas sporting a tank top with a beer belly strap with a focal ready to rock your body. I ain't shooting up the party. But if you disrespect my guess, you ain't gonna leave that party. Believe that, and I ain't fucking with feelings. Give me y'all sense of bad grandpa, letting these plugs fly my fist. I'm the original rapper from the Bulldogs, nigga. Why you niggas keeping the gap? I'm keeping the gangster, nigga. Rappers that kill them, roll gang, ain't that flagging great. You might lose your life, fucking with the minute. Take a shot, letting loose is only right. Ask big problems, you tell you that little nigga's nothing nice. Off the leash like a beast, screaming, fuck the police. What they did to OG, they'll never do me.
You wanna be a rider, but I got real riders with me. From the streets, hella riders, look how we ride on this beat. 16 haters pumping, you only hype on the beat. Cause my niggas do anything for this life on the street. Yeah, you wanna be a rider, but I got real riders with me. From the streets, hella riders, look how we ride on this beat. 16 haters pumping, you only hype on the beat. Cause my niggas do anything for this life on the street.
I got 16 boys and I feed them all Similac. I know 16 whores and they don't all walk the track. 16 scores, took them all, now I'm serving. 16 lords, I give them all fucking naps. Yeah, 16 cores where they all getting jacked. Buy from girl from Mars, laced up with bootstraps. I got 16 nasty, ready for the attack. Yeah, 16 bars, ready on the limited pack. You know 16 bitches, they carry more than bats. They got semi-automatic, ready pretty naps.
news from the streets. Hella riders, look how we ride on this beat. 16 haters pumping, you only hyping them sheets. Cause my niggas do anything for this life on the streets. Yeah, you wanna be a rider, but I got riders with me. From the streets, hella riders, look how we ride on this beat. 16 haters pumping, you only hyping them sheets. Cause my niggas do anything for this life on the streets.
Real quick before we keep it moving, it's 2025. You know what I'm saying? Damn near 10 years later. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, look at the longevity.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you know what? It's crazy. The time went by, but it don't seem like it was a long time ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
It definitely
became family. Definitely. Like,
for real.
I'm more close to y'all than some people that I see physically.
Okay.
So,
That's true.
So, Queen, let me ask you this. How do you feel about, and team, y'all know we've had Virginia Slim on the show. We had Don Duchess. We done had so many women, you know. Thank God we was able to, thank God we was able to represent that this whole time. But, Queen, like, you the longest running female on this fucking show. You understand what I'm saying? Like, how does that feel? That's a lot.
Well, you know what? When I first started, I had to find my place because you guys are so dominant and you guys are boisterous. And I had this little voice, so I had to just jump out there. But then that helped me in my own personal life to speak my truth, to speak out and everything. And it's an honor to be on a broadcast that, for one, has ran so long. Two, ain't nothing. This is real shit. This is real reality. We speak to each other. I keep saying this. We speak to each other on and off the phone. You know, for me, it definitely was a privilege, and I'm honored that you kept me around that long. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people have, I've seen people come, I've seen people go.
We all have.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and it's some things good, some things bad. But for me, just like with B-Chop, once you claw into, that's what loyalty is. Once you claw into it and everything, then you ride. It's like being on Noah's Ark. You just ride it. You ride in the boat, and if it's a storm, you ride the boat out and everything.
You're like
a roller coaster. So, you know, I'm here all the way to the ride till the motherfucking wheels fall off.
I see that. Yeah, I see that, Queen. That's respect. That's respect. And you know, like I said, team, next Tuesday we'll definitely. I want to get into everybody how y'all feel about everything. One thing I did want to just throw out there, just for Blog Talk Radio, you know. I clown Blog Talk Radio. We all do, but I will say this, you know, for a company to be running since 2006, almost 20 years, you know what I'm saying? I got to kind of give it up to Blog Talk Radio. You know, it done launched a lot of things for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about celebrities, you know, your local folks, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Folks that's trying to make it, you know. So I just got to just say salute to the platform. But it's always bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to just salute to the platform just in general. Like,
for holding it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Some magical moments around this motherfucker.
All right,
so team. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get into another track. We come back, we get into the final track of the night, and we're going to get the hell up out of here. So right now, I actually want to throw it to my bro, Dope-Ass Music. Broski, we can get into whatever you want to get into, man. And I want to reiterate what Carter said at the beginning of the show. You know, it's unfortunate with the shit that's going on with Blog Talk Radio. Like, we were ready to pull up and support, you know what I'm saying? But we see no filter doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? So salute to you, bro. So get your promo out there, man, and anything you want to get into, bro, you got it. And it's from from your side, bro. You got it all the way.
No, I got a little treat. I got a little treat for you, Jay. I got a little treat.
Just let me play my shit.
Let
me drop. Let me run for the sponsors.
The song I'm requesting, since we're all digging in the crates, right? We're all digging in the crates. I'm going to go ahead and play one of Jit's favorite songs of all time. I want to play The Hole with me and Kata. But I also want to give
That's fine.
I want to give a salute to my team, Smoothie Dude, Question, and Crush, No Filter Radio. I made my post on Facebook saying, you know, I've been on Blog Talk since, you know, 2013. And it's sad that, you know, it's going away, but it's for the best. Starting Monday, which is going to be Smoothie Dude's five-year anniversary on No Filter, we're going visual. So you'll be able to catch us live on the No Filter Radio Show Facebook page. You'll be able to catch us on Twitter, and you'll be also able to catch us on IG. So, yeah.
No doubt.
Salute.
Also, definitely want to give Jit, shout out to Jit, because Blast Your Thoughts went away. When Next Blow went away, Jit was like, you know what, dope? Come on, bring your talents down to South Beach.
Tell the true story, nigga. Now. Tell the story now.
So shout out to Jit, man. Shout out to Jit.
Salute.
He extended my Blog Talk life for another, because I was getting ready to be like, you know what, I'm good. But these past 2-3 years that I've been on Grindhard Radio, just, you know, bearing the flag, making sure everybody knew about it, it's been an honor and my pleasure to
salute, bro,
to be in business with you, my brother.
Okay.
Well, okay. Trio.
Real shit.
No doubt.
I introduce that, bro, and we throw it on, and we gonna get it. Because I know that's from your side.
No. The Hole is on your side.
And see how you try to.
I told you, Dope ain't coming to work tonight.
And see how you try to play that. If you did that much talking, nigga, you should have had that cue to fuck up.
I'm just saying, Jit.
Am I lying?
No, we're gonna do it tonight. We finna do it tonight. Who named first? Yep, I knew it. I said it. What? I said it.
So with that being said, Jit is going to play one of his favorite songs by me and Kata Mafioso. It's called The Hole. After these messages.
Yeah, because it's going to be after these messages, but we're going to keep it moving to our final track. It's definitely going to be after these motherfucking messages. Anybody else? Because I will look for the track, but anybody else want to get a request, man, we can throw that on. And let's make sure we know the track and what we playing. So that's how that's going to go. If I played it a million times, nigga, you still should have had that bitch queued up, because y'all niggas switching it all up tonight. I'm going in the crates, this, that, the third. Let's stop playing. This a group effort. Yeah, it's a group motherfucking effort around this motherfucker.
Why is he acting like he don't know the song, Kata? Can you please help Jake? He acting like he don't know the song.
Please help him. It seems like he's one need help.
Cali to Carolina, the whole.
I'm just saying. There we go. Now we get somewhere. Now we get somewhere. Thank you, bro. You always come through on time, don't you?
Cali to Carolina. Cali to Carolina, the whole.
I'm just saying. Catch me on my nifty hustle.
Yeah, that's all
he
said.
You don't understand that.
On my Charlie hustle.
Yeah. Please keep going. Because when I was playing it, that's when you should have kept it in rotation. Now it can't be that woo on the low. Now I definitely got to bring that bitch up. Anybody else? While I look for that track. Because I'm not doing it on that team. I'm for real.
Oh,
anybody
geez.
Else? You can throw something on?
Okay. Look, I tell you what. You can run that double bag by Miss Chief for me. You know what I'm saying? And that's true.
Trio.
Thank you.
Make sure you do the remix at the end, Rock.
Yeah, you already know, sis.
You can't find a whole
bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that's my torch. Taking everything in here by natural force. I know the others get stuck and get off the porch. I'll be 16 and 90 by the come of March. That 16 fires burn away your bark. I got a duffel bag. Everything in it is starch. And if I reach in, I'ma pull out something large. Bust it wide open. I wear it like it's a corsage. Pretty though with the goons in my entourage. Duffel bag girl, yeah. Snow mirage. Lyrics like Maserati when I pull out the garage. It make a big boom like a verbal barrage. Duffel bag deep. Picture this, it's a collage. I can hear all the haters over all this applause. Got the remote, click, I put them all on pause. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. I gotta keep the books like I'm a local librarian. Cause duffel bag deep dealing with some barbarians. When I cut up, I give them all cesareans. What's beef when you talking to a vegetarian? No fun when I whip out them Nancy Kerrigans. I'm on my Maryland, really there's no comparison. I need two goons to help me just carry it in. I'm duffel bag, I'm dope, just like a heroine. I got them higher than a five-star Sheridan. The great view, they won't miss, let me sparrow in. Quick, fast, and I narrow in. They won't last, just watch how I just settle in. I'm trying to break ground, do some up-leveling. They do much talk, but really stay irrelevant. Me, I keep strong, just working on my development. And I'm original, Kush Medical Medicine. Duffel bag deep inside the torch. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the torch. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the torch. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the torch. We don't sleep, see the light on that's our torch.
He had to do all that. Y'all ready to wrap this shit up or not? He had to do all that.
I want to apologize to Jit. Jit has played this song so many times. I thought it was on his side, and it is actually on my side.
You do that shit, though. He kept trying to tell me.
He act like he's smoking weed.
What you smoking over there, man? What you on? You on that hood
log? I literally just said what I said. I'm not smoking. I just said what I said.
And you ain't changing up.
I just said, go ahead.
It wasn't going to be no problem because, though, when this show over with, I'm going to bed. I got to go to work in the morning. So I'm going to say nothing. Yeah, it's all good. Let's roll it, and then we're going to roll out. It's all good.
We gonna roll out.
I am. Yeah, I'm vindicated. That's all I just, you know, because I wasn't going.
This
shit was gonna be over. Right, this the fuck. This second, we were going out of that. So go ahead.
This second.
Take it, bro. Take it. The fuck.
Yeah.
Take it.
So, you know, I ain't got no issues with. I'll never be having none. Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah, but go ahead, though. Please. Vindicated. Thank y'all.
Also, man.
Thank you, Blow. Talk
with the whole.
After all these years, I am vindicated. Well, I'm the villain, the evil person. Angelica, don't call me no more. I'm sorry, though. I'm going through the emotions right now. Let me have my moment real quick. You know, people don't call me no more. You ain't shit, nigga. I don't fuck with you, nigga. You lied to me. I had my own show. You stole my show. You know, but go ahead on. Thank you. At the end, that's how God works. At the end, boy, because boy, Dangerous Tactics stole all the motherfucking downloads off of Instagram and all this shit. But then I was the bad person because I paid for the misused
views.
Just fuck myself all up. Just fuck my look, Chief. You don't even know, Queen. Fuck myself all, put it all out so everybody got them and say, you ain't shit, nigga. You ain't shit, nigga. Vindicated, baby. Thank you, Blog Talk. Dope, take us out. You that nigga too, dope. I'm going to tell you that. You got that.
Hey,
you know what you be doing, nigga. Yes, sir. Yes.
Hey, shout out to the
light. I love you, nigga.
Yes, shout out to light-skinned Larry King. Shout out to light-skinned Larry King, man.
My bad. I don't know.
God
damn.
The show canceled. Man. I want to cry. I'm crying. The bitch, they done canceled the show. I'm around here crying and shit. But go ahead. Don't, they don't see that. They don't see all that.
You entitled.
Yeah.
You entitled.
Yeah.
Cali love, Cali bud, blowing hood loud. Carolina dirty south, rolling mobbing out. Got my game from the street, so I know how to eat. 24 hour grind, hardly no sleep. I gotta eat repeatedly, keep it coming. Never stop, there's a lot of out there envy me, but I keep coming on top. Naughty rock, lick a shot, we still posted on the block. Stuck in the knots and the cops on the watch, trying to get you locked. I switch it up, now I work a 9-to-5 to survive, cause ain't nothing in the streets but a quick way to lose your life. Love, hello, get it right. Everything you ain't gon' like. Grind hard all through the night. Roll slow and move like. No cap, they out here capping. Facebook, you see them flashing. Call them up, ain't nothing happen. Boy, sitting back laughing. Game go. Gotta get out and live, though. We come up from the bottom. When we get it out the hole. Cali up, Cali bud on my Nipsey hustle. Down south, we get it out the mud, out the muscle. Gas straight dip, we gotta get rich. We keep it popping and we keep coming, we hit. Cali up, Cali bud on my Nipsey hustle. Down south, we get it out the mud, out the muscle. Gas straight dip, we gotta get rich. We keep it popping and we keep coming, we hit. Cali bud, Cali love, from my Charlie hustle, knocking 40 with this shorty. I got 5 homie, 30 in the 42 clips for the bold fifth. Double lux will cost you 20. We're out here making money. 3.5, that's all the time. A gram of dose, what I supply. I'm guaranteed to get you high. All the time, we getting by. We G5s, we flying by. Top gun, we sky high. Oh my God, caught a hella high. Better duck when we roll by. Palm trees in the Cali breeze and Cali seconds. He's not from Green Bay, but I stay packing cheese. Home the way to SD, gotta go see Miss Chief. I'm a big boy from the O, BMG if you didn't know. Figure eights on 98, got big shoes on our V8s. Hella beats in our 88s, hella freaks with them big cakes. Hella heat under the chest plate, AER taking off face plate. We cash money up at the gate, we rough riders in 98. Cali love, Cali bud, blowing hood loud. Cali bud, Cali love, from my Charlie hustle. Cali love, Cali bud, blowing hood loud. Cali bud, Cali love, from my Charlie hustle.
Cali love, Cali bud, on my Nipsey hustle. Down south, we get it out the mud, out the muscle. Gas straight dip, we gotta get rich. We keep it poppin' and we keep coming, we hit. Cali love, Cali bud, on my Nipsey hustle. Down south, we get it out the mud, out the muscle. Gas straight dip, we gotta get rich. We keep it poppin' and we keep coming, we hit.
Classic.
This was the best show ever. Best show ever.
Fucking show ever.
I like this shit.
Man.
Grind or die till the wheels fall off, man.
Grind or die.
Anybody want to throw anything out there? Now the time to do it. You know what I'm saying? Seems like we just lost Carter, so I'm going to throw it to the motherfucking Queen Beat Shop. Yeah, Blog Talk, cut them off. You know what I'm saying? Representing that 619. That 6-1 Nina. Miss Chief, turn up for a motherfucking check.
Okay.
Nina in the fucking building. I love y'all. So Blog Talk, I'm going to talk to Blog Talk real quick. Like, I appreciate that the last, you know, season, you didn't, I wasn't the motherfucker that you cut off every time, which usually it's me. I just want everybody to know that I'll be calling in to Jit and he just popped me back in and like I ain't never been gone. So I just
I just wanna
know, Blog Talk, why you doing this nigga shit? Like why you like, you know, that's like somebody that like put their 2 weeks in but they keep calling in sick, knowing that, you know, you got 2 more weeks and everything, but they call in sick, come in, because they don't give a fuck. That's how I feel like. I feel disrespected by Blog Talk. And you didn't have to go out like that on no black shit and everything, but it's okay. Okay, so we got So, all the people that's out there listening, y'all can find us on social media, Facebook. We still out there. We still in these fucking streets, Grind Hard Radio. GHR for fucking life. We got
life,
one more show. It's Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Grind Hard Radio ain't going nowhere. We just doing something different. Y'all stay tuned to what the fuck we got going on.
That's cool. That right?
That's right.
All right, Mr. Team No Filter, dope ass music. Throw yourself out there, Brosie.
Hey, man, look. Blog Talk is being a whole ass nigga, but it's cool. Got niggas all in their feelings and being emotional and shit.
Right.
Don't make me pull a Drake on you, motherfuckers. I'll sue y'all for definitely hurting my character, man.
Exactly.
Man, I'm gonna make a song about it.
Yeah.
This song on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
But man, I want to salute everybody on Grind Hard, man. We're going to be back hopefully Tuesday. Blog Talk ain't a whole ass nigga. Be sure to pull up on Monday for the 5-year anniversary show for my man Smooth the Dude. Visual, man.
Smooth the Dude.
Visual, man.
And please, whoever smoke detector that is, get some batteries. I know it ain't Miss Chief, so if any of you Negroes got this smoke dick, get a ladder and change that goddamn battery, and I'm out.
I start thinking, I said, I'm going to have to give me a ladder because I know I'm not tall enough to change no. I'm going to have to buy me a ladder. I start thinking about that.
You crazy, girl. I don't want no bird. I'm going to throw it to my Scorpio twin representing that 314, you know what I'm saying, that Crystal City, Missouri, Cobra Immortal, T.I. Throw yourself out there, broski.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? G, it's your boy, Cobra Immortal. Yay!
Woo!
Salute to all my hope, my team, GHR, you know what I'm saying? Catch us next Tuesday for a new episode, counting down the final episode. The Grind Hard Radio, man, it's going to be epic. It's going to be a movie. We're going to be causing ruckus, kicking up dust. You heard me? So make sure you check us out next Tuesday. You heard me?
Yeah.
314 St. Lulu, Crystal City. Yay.
Fruit.
Woo.
Yeah, man. right. This is your boy, Jit Chronicles, aka the Black Larry King, man. I want to salute the cast and crew of Grind Hard Radio, as well as our EP, Mr. Charles Bellinger. I want everybody to tune in next Tuesday to the series finale, the final episode of Grind Hard Radio, man. We definitely going out with a bang, but it ain't over with yet. So with that being said, man, I'm going to throw it to DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski. Get your plugs out there and take us out. And that's true. Grind or Die for Life. Black Larry King TV coming soon to YouTube.
You know what I'm saying? Look here, man.
Check game.
Let me tell y'all something right now, man. We here at Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? Before I even got with Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? We here at Grind Hard Radio love the pleasure of coming on every Tuesday and every Thursday for some 10 years now. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. That's an amazing feat. You know what I'm saying? That's an amazing feat. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to commend you, Jit Chronicles, you know what I'm saying, for keeping the ship afloat. You know what I'm saying? For keeping everything moving. And I also want to salute Charles Billinger because he kept the lights on in this bitch so we could do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to give y'all flowers right now while I'm on the air, you know what I'm saying, to let y'all know y'all some good brothers. And I look forward to doing business with y'all in the future, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, this shit don't stop.
14 years, we came out in 2011. You know, 14 years, Grind Hard Radio.
Oh, 14 years. Oh, man, God damn. So that's add even more sauce on the shit. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I just love this shit, you know what I'm saying? I commend you on your efforts and everything that you tried to do, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's trying to help out one of us here at Grind Hard Radio or helping out other people, you know what I'm saying?
Salute.
With the fundraisers and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You've done a lot for Grind Hard Radio, man. So salute to you. Salute to Charles Billinger. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we gonna rock out like that. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Big Broski. Black Larry King TV is on the way. So you better get your ass ready, because it's gonna be some shit. I guarantee. It's real. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Cotto Mafioso, a.k.a. my hip-hop brother from another mother, you know what I'm saying? And he's also representing the gods, the herbs and the seeds, you know what I'm saying? So don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? He coming real with this, you know what I'm saying? And I love you, Cotto Mafioso, man. Keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Don't bite your mother every tongue, you know what I'm saying? Right now, on YouTube, don't bite your tongue, you know what I'm saying? You need to tap in, you know what I'm saying? You need to tap in, for real, for real. And your boy, what is that, Logic 4.0, he got a show, you know what I'm saying? He got a show, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to tap
everybody
into that. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody got shows.
Everybody
I'm talking about 2025 finna be the year. Everybody finna crank up around this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So salute to you, Carter. You know what I'm saying? And that's trill. You know what I'm saying? Much love to my sis who stay in the TP smoking like a motherfucker. She goes by the name of Miss Not only is she the queen of Grind Hard Radio, but she's also the B-Shop queen. God damn it. Hey, sis, you killing them with this shit, you know what I'm saying? And y'all need to tap in the sis right quick for them dope-ass visuals, because them visuals is dope. So you need to tap in, man. What y'all scared of, man? 2025, this is the year that we all supposed to tap in. So tap in. You know what I'm saying? Miss Chief, I love you, sis. You know what
love
I'm saying?
Too.
Keep doing your motherfucking thing. You know what I'm
yes,
talking
sir.
About? And that's Trill. You know what I'm saying?
Trill,
much
bro.
Love. To dope ass music, you know what I'm saying? Dope ass music, you know what I'm saying? Bay Fresh been a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Hey man, I love that shit, you know what I'm saying? Keep it up, bro. Don't stop, bro. Whatever you do, just don't stop, you know what I'm saying? And the No Filter crew, you know what I'm saying? Which is Smooth to Do, Crush the Catalyst, and Question, you know what I'm saying? They moving things, you know what I'm saying? So y'all be on the lookout for this shit, you know what I'm saying? This shit don't stop. It just moved to other platforms, you know what I'm saying? And that's Trill, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, I got to show love to Lady B, CEO of Hood Status Entertainment, and I got to show love to the boy Terra, you know what I'm saying, for being
Salute.
His co-host this season on Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying. Y'all brought a very introspective type atmosphere to the show, you know what I'm saying? They represent that 504 to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? So we love y'all here at Grind Hard Radio, and we want y'all to tap in to us Tuesday for the finale show, you know what I'm saying? Much love to my boy, Razor the Assassin, 305 Razor, goddamn baby. Razor is the R&B gangster of Grind Hard Radio. He's the R&B ambassador of Grind Hard Radio. So you know he got them shits and giggles for our ass next week. You know what I'm saying? Because if we going to go out with a bang, we got to go out with them goddamn shits and giggles. You know what I'm saying? And that's Trill, you know what I'm saying? 305. Razor, much love, man. Keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Much love to our Georgia Peach. Not your Georgia Peach, but our Georgia Peach. Miss Kia in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying, Miss Kia? I know you're working hard, baby. Just keep working, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about she doing her motherfucking thing. Whether it's modeling, whether it's setting up shows, different get-togethers and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Miss Kia is the one you need to tap into, you know what I'm saying, to get all of that shit done. Because she's doing it, you know what I'm saying? Miss Kia, love you, sis. You know what I'm saying? Much love to my boy, Mr. Yay! Rolling Raglass, bitch! You know what I'm saying? Cobra Immortal, bro, I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, let me tell y'all something. When that album Critically Acclaimed dropped, just watch how he do his shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, he is on the money with this shit. You know what I'm saying? He done joined the hardest crew it is to join in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? And we love you, Cobra Immortal. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing your motherfucking shit. You know what I'm talking
Hello.
About? And that's real.
Trill.
And that's Trill, you know what I'm saying? For real, hey, man, look, all I got to say is I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the, you know, the other cast members, you know what I'm saying? It's been a hell of a ride. It's been a hell of a ride, you know what I'm saying? So we're looking to create some more memories, you know what I'm saying? Don't y'all forget. The album is out, you know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock, now what? On all social media platforms, you know what I'm saying? On Spotify, DistroKid, Apple Music, YouTube Music, tap in, pull that album up, and see what the fuck I'm talking about from the South, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we out this raglass bitch, man. Until Tuesday, y'all stay safe. You know what I'm saying? Keep more positive shit in the air and more, show more love. You know what I'm saying? I'm out this raglass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Trill, my
woo.
We out this thing, man.
Deuces. Prepare with Cali.
Yeah, in my Chris Brown voice.
In your Chris Brown voice. We run the matrix round this rap round. Bitch, 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 bitch.
Grind hard radio, you bastard.
Yeah.
Trill.